Welcome everyone to day 25 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. Let's begin by taking a deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Activating the parasympathetic nervous system, bringing a sense of calm to the body. Feeling the weight of the body just resting on your chair. Just taking a moment to notice that sense of settling as best you can. Letting the body train the mind to settle. The body settles and the mind on a good day follows. And continuing our discussion of being calm, yesterday we talked about being able to just be calm in the midst of our busy lives. And today I wanted to talk a little bit about kind of the other side of things. So, you know, being able to get to a place of calm, taking a deep breath, activating the parasympathetic nervous system, really taking a pause. And the other side of that is really assessing any kind of threat or lack of safety. Usually when we're not calm, we feel a sense of being threatened, either psychologically or physically. Certainly physically, if you're in a near-miss car accident, you want to activate the fight or flight. But most of us are activating this fight or flight in a psychological way. So being able to take that deep breath in, long breath out, and to pause can give us a chance to assess what's really going on. And most of us, well, all of us, have a natural negative bias of the mind. Most of us are over-inflating threats. We're freaking out about something we're anticipating, for example, or something we can't do anything about. And being able to just take a pause and step back from catastrophizing, worrying, to really see if we can assess things. And one of the ways that I think about doing this is really taking a moment to ask myself, is anything bad actually happening right now? And sometimes things are, but it gives us a moment to really step out of that natural negative bias of the mind and assess things. And particularly assess things from a place of agency. So if we really step out of that habitual pattern of the negative bias of the mind, we can assess from a more realistic place, from a place of being able to do something about threats, because things are actually happening. And one of the ways I thought about this question is I had a friend of mine who husband got a diagnosis of cancer, very serious cancer, stage 4 cancer. She called me up and she said, okay, Liz, my Buddhist friend, give me one thing I can do to help with the situation. And I told her, you know, when you find yourself freaking out, see if you can pause and ask yourself, is there anything bad actually happening right now? So that doesn't change the fact that he had a cancer diagnosis, but maybe at that moment, everything was okay. He was getting treated. They had health insurance. He was not in pain. And it gives us a chance to really assess things realistically. So I invite you to give yourself a chance to just pause and assess things realistically. When you feel threatened, scared, overwhelmed, frustrated, and let yourself touch into a sense of agency. and let that sense of agency be the ground of your practice today. So shifting to the formal practice, again, taking your seat, feeling that sense of ground, feet on the floor, seat on the seat, weight of the body resting. And then from that sense of ground, feeling the length of your back, upright but not rigid, allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, sense of opening, softening in front. Resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it. Allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and support of our practice together.